following takes place between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. Events occur in real time.
I wish Nicole could have come. She loves it out here.
Yeah.
What do you want to do tonight?
I don't know. Get a movie?
We came all this way to watch a video. How's your mom?
Who knows? I mean, she puts on a happy face for everyone, but I know she's hurting.
Yeah.
Rosa. Coming in for an email.
Okay. 21. Copy that.
What is it, Rosa?
There's a situation, Mr. President.
Okay, try to find me!
Excuse me, what are you doing in my bed?
Shh. I'm hiding from Daddy.
Hey, Kim. You haven't seen Megan around, have you?
I don't know. What does she look like?
Big wart on the tip of her nose.
I don't
know. Oh, there you are.
Now I'm going to get you.
Let me go.
Oh, I'm going to get you now.
How do you keep up with her all day?
It's not easy.
Here I come!
Rayburn is waiting for us in the OC, Mr. President.
I'll set you back at the retreat there.
Hey, well, look, son. I'm sorry.
Don't be, it's not your fault. I just miss hanging out.
I know. We'll get there.
Too late.
All right.
I know how much you want to spend time with them. I'm sorry, sir.
How bad is the situation?
I haven't been fully apprised yet, but I don't have a good feeling. To my knowledge, no president's been rerouted by NSA on a morning off. Thank you.
I didn't know how you liked intel presented at impromptus. Whether you like it sorted chronologically with an alphabetical key, or if you just like separate folders with access tabs.
I don't really care.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I did it both ways, so you can choose.
Thanks, Paula. George.
Hi, Mr. Mason.
Yeah?
I ordered upgrades on all the SIM software. I hope you don't mind.
Fine.
They just went from beta to production like 2 days ago, and I just thought you'd want us to be up
Paula,
to date.
Stop.
Right. Okay. Thanks.
What do you need?
Division wanted to put a meeting in the books for next month.
For what?
They want to see our proposal for the LAX security upgrades.
Tony, tell you what. If I'm still here this time next year, take me out to the woodshed and shoot me. I'm supposed to be in D.C. by now, not chasing little old ladies who set off metal detectors with their knitting needles.
How about the morning of the 15th?
It's fine.
Mr. Mason.
What?
I just got off the phone with Eric Rayburn's office at NSA.
Yeah?
They have a request, sir. They want you to take care of it right away.
This can't be right. Eileen, want to get me Rayburn? I think he's up in Oregon with the president. Put it in my office.
What was that about?
NSA wants us to bring in Jack Bauer.
What? What for?
I don't know. That's all they said. Isn't Bauer inactive?
Yeah, he's inactive.
National Wildlife Benefit at 1, a tour of the new Nike campus at 3:30, and your speech for the UO Regents tonight.
Okay. Cancel what you have to, but I'm going to give that speech. Announce the new clean energy proposal.
I'm not sure you're going to have time for any of that, sir.
Eric.
I'll take care of it.
Thanks, Jenny. Mm-hmm. What's this about, Eric?
We have a domestic terrorist alert.
How serious?
Very.
Has Lynn been informed?
Yeah, she's here.
Who else?
There are representatives from all branches of the military, some FBI and CIA.
Mr. President, I've called Mike Novick. He's getting on a plane right away.
Good. Thank you. Gentlemen.
What I'm about to tell you, Mr. President, is triple-sourced. And while crucial details are still unknown, we believe this intel to have extremely high credibility.
Go on.
There's a nuclear device under terrorist control that's on U.S. soil.
My God.
Where?
Los Angeles. It gets worse. This bomb is going to go off today.
How do we know this?
This suicide bomber is Mahmoud Rashid Fahim, a suspected terrorist who we believe has been associated with a number of fundamentalist groups.
This is the Valentine's Day bombing in the West Bank?
Right. This particular attack resulted in 13 fatalities, 26 injured. 2 days ago, we discovered that the secondary purpose of this incident was to create the impression Fahim was killed.
He wasn't?
No. This was taken 5 days ago at a small airport outside Lyon, France. We had the man on the left, Jason Park, under surveillance. It was just a coincidence that we caught the very much alive Fahim in the photo. When we grabbed Park, we tried to extract everything we could out of him. About 15 minutes ago, he broke and confessed that for the last 2 years, Fahin has been preparing for today's attack on Los Angeles.
Why didn't you pick up Fahin at the same time as Parks?
This picture wasn't analyzed until after the two had separated. I've contacted defense, CIA, FBI, and local jurisdictions. Everything will be run through NSA.
Who controls Fahin?
Relatively new splinter group that goes by the name of Second Wave.
Government affiliation?
Officially, they're not recognized by any of the Middle Eastern states.
Unofficially. Give me the Prime Minister.
Back to this afternoon. I'm expecting a package this morning. Keep an eye out for it.
Sure.
Mom, I'm going skateboarding.
And what does that mean?
I know I have to put on my helmet and my elbow and my pants.
And stay close to Kim. Love you.
What about Kim?
She's the best nanny ever.
You off?
Yeah. Coffee's ready. I cut your grapefruit and I bought some scones.
Blueberry?
Of course.
Oh, you look good today.
Thanks.
I'll see you tonight, okay?
Okay.
You know, Kim, you've got a great body. You work out?
Not really. I like to swim.
Yes?
Mr. President, I have the Prime Minister on the phone for you.
Mr. Prime Minister?
Mr. President, I was told you need to speak to me.
What can you tell me about a terrorist organization known as Second Wave?
Of course, I've heard of them, but my government firmly rejects its tenets and its methods. In fact, we've recently arrested several of its members.
Then how do you account for three Second Wave camps operating unimpeded inside your country?
There are no camps in my country.
Mr. Prime Minister, I know two things. One, Second Wave is planning an attack against one of my cities today.
Two,
your government supports Second Wave.
I would appreciate it if you would stop using my people and my country as a source for every threat leveled at the United States.
What I'm saying is not meant to be a threat, simply a statement of fact. If a bomb goes off on U.S. soil today, I will have no choice but to retaliate with immediate and decisive force against your government.
This is an insult. We are not planning to attack the United States.
Insult or not, if you care for the lives of your citizens, you need to hear me loud and clear. Mr. Prime Minister, if a bomb goes off today, it will hurt us, but it will destroy you.
Then, Mr. President, you will have created an enemy of over one-third of the world's population. Proceed carefully.
You as well, sir.
You can do it, though. All right. Slow.
Yeah.
Mr. Bowers?
Who is this?
I have George Mason from CTU on the line.
I don't work for CTU anymore.
He said that I should
contact... I'm in the middle of something right now. Thank you.
Let's go, tough guy.
Hey, I'm not a guy.
You know what, Megan? Why don't you go play in the backyard? I'm gonna meet you there, okay?
Okay.
See you in a bit.
Sweetheart.
Dad, what are you doing here?
I just wanted to say hi. You haven't been returning my calls.
I'm sorry.
Look, you don't have to worry. I didn't come to ask you for lunch or hang out. I know you just started this job, sweetheart, but I just wanted to see you. I miss you.
I know. I miss you, too.
Then why won't
Every
you spend time
Every time I see you, I think of Mom.
No, honey, please.
Yes,
look, sweetheart.
I do. I mean, if you want to know, I'm telling you. It's too hard for me right now.
Sweetheart, all I ever wanted was the three of us to be together.
I know
did everything
you did.
I did.
It wasn't
have
your fault.
Me.
It just happened.
Of course it was
sure.
my fault. I know it was my fault, honey. Please.
Dad.
I'm so sorry, honey. I'm so sorry. I love you.
I'm just... still not ready yet.
And when?
I don't know.
Come in, Eric.
Mr. President, you wanted to see me?
Yes. This report seems to be missing a casualty assessment.
I'm having those figures compiled right now. They'll be ready in about 10 minutes.
All right. Thank you, Eric.
Mr. President, if I may. I think you need to have a serious conversation with the Pentagon. They've been apprised, but they need to know how to proceed.
It's too early to discuss a response. We don't even know who to retaliate against.
You know the Prime Minister was lying.
Yes, he was lying about the terrorist camps. But that doesn't mean his government is responsible for this threat.
Mr. President, I think...
Eric, enough. Right now, my only concern is protecting Americans. Somewhere in the city of Los Angeles, there is a terrorist with his finger on the trigger, and we've got to get him.
No. Bayademir Barazorbashi. Make a cheese Azorbashi.
Can't kiss my own wife.
She's not your wife for at least another 10 hours. Andrea's on the phone.
Why, is there a problem with the flowers?
I don't know. Come on. Whoa. Sorry.
So, where are the tables?
Well, they're not even here yet. I don't know how they're gonna get everything set up in time. I thought you were picking your cousin up from the airport.
I sent a car.
Cab?
No, the company car. Hey, Bob!
There's the groom.
Let me get that for you.
No. I'm fine.
I told Marie I'd help her fix the fountain. Let's get to it. Luis.
Dad, Did you tell Reza he could use the company car to pick up his cousin?
Kate, honey, please. Not today.
I'm sorry. If it were every now and then, fine. But there's the condo in Palm Springs, the days off.
Why is it you can't trust Reza? Well, I can't believe it's because he's from the Middle East.
Dad, please. You brought me out better than that. I don't know. It's something else.
What?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just having a hard time letting go of my little sister.
I do miss your mother so much today. She'd be so proud of both of you.
Rayburn.
Eric, it's George again.
What do you got for me, George?
Not a lot. I haven't been able to reach Bauer. You want to tell me what this is about?
Your office will be briefed shortly. In the meantime, just find him and bring him in.
Look, we're doing everything we can. I don't think he particularly wants to be found. To be perfectly honest, in his present condition, I don't think he'd be worth a damn anyway.
Now, I'm not asking for your opinion. I need this guy, and I need him now. I refuse to believe that given your resources, you can't bring in one former agent.
I'll tell you how you can get a hold of Bauer, but you're not going to like it.
I'm listening.
You're with the president right now, correct?
Yeah, I am.
This is Jack Bauer. Leave your message after the beep.
Hey, Jack. It's Tony Almeida at CTU. Look, I've left messages for you everywhere. Could you please give us a call? It's very important.
Mr. Bauer, my name is Janet Bowett. I'm calling on behalf of President Palmer. The President needs to speak to you on an urgent matter. Please call us back.
Hello.
Mr. Bauer?
Yes.
Please hold for the President. Sir, I have Jack Bauer.
Jack.
Mr. President.
I know you've been avoiding CTU's calls this morning.
Well, I don't work for them anymore, sir.
So I hear. How's it all going, Jack?
It's been difficult, sir.
I'm sure it has. I thought a lot about you this past year.
Well, thank you, Mr. President.
Jack, I know this is a bad time, but I need your help.
Sir, I've been inactive for over a year. I can't see how I'd be of any help to anyone.
We are in the middle of a grave situation that requires the attention of all branches of our national security. My advisors are convinced that you can play an important part in this effort.
Mr. President, I'm sorry, but I'm in no condition.
Jack, listen to me. I know you suffered a loss. I know it's hard, but this is not a routine request. Go to CTU. Listen to what's happening, and then make your decision. Jack. You saved my life. I trust you as much as I trust anyone, and now I need your help.
When do they need me?
Now.
Carla, why'd you come back?
I was supposed to wrap a gift for Gary to take to his assistant today. I forgot how about it.
Oh, I can do it.
No, I have to do it.
Why?
Because Gary likes these things done in a very specific way. Take too long to explain it.
Okay.
Kim. I'm sorry. Will you take Megan upstairs to play?
You looked at your system in the last 5 minutes?
No, what's up?
Langley issued an information flow advisory. Something's going on. Whatever it is, it's going to be interagency.
All right, look, call Lindauer and Grossman and tell them they don't have a day off after all. And, start filtering everything that comes in, right?
Something's going on, isn't it?
We're not sure.
I could do those redundancies for you.
It's okay.
I mean, I've studied the protocols. I know how to do it.
Paula, you're trying too hard. Just do your job. Everything's going to be fine.
Sorry, I've waited to get assigned here for 2 years.
All right, heads up. I need all department heads over here right now. We have an active priority.
Got off a conference call with NSA and division. It appears there's a nuclear bomb under terrorist control somewhere here in Los Angeles, and it's set to go off at some point in the course of the day. So, from this moment on, we do not communicate with anybody outside of our secured envelope. That means we don't call home, we don't talk to friends, we don't call relatives. Our job is to find this device and stop it. Create panic. I know this isn't very pleasant, but this is our job. This is what we do. So let's do it.
George. I still haven't been able to reach Jack.
Don't worry about it, Mass. I got a hold of him.
Is this why they want him? I mean, he's been out of play for over a year.
Yeah, I don't have the details yet, but I'm guessing it has something to do with one of his previous covers.
Given that, in this scenario, the immediate loss of life would be in the low thousands, relatively small. But the dispersal of radioactive debris from a dirty bomb is unpredictable and could multiply that figure many times over.
Okay, Eric, I understand that we don't know whether this is a dirty bomb or something bigger. Give me the worst-case scenario.
All right. Worst case scenario. Stolen Soviet nuclear warhead, properly configured trigger, detonated 500 feet above the city. Approximately 100 square miles would be irradiated within seconds. Apart from the loss of life, this kind of blow would have global repercussions that would last for years.
Thank you, Eric.
What would you like to do about the Joint Chiefs, sir?
Their representatives are waiting to hear from you.
I'm not ready to speak to them yet.
Mr. President, if I could suggest that you at least start the dialogue.
At this point, this is not a military operation. It is a potential terrorist attack. And that's the way I'm going to approach it.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
فقد القنبلة رح تكون حاضرة
عن قريب.
Paula, I need you to open up another socket for me. And Mason wants to see you in the conference room. Paula?
I don't know if I can do this.
Of course you can do it.
No, I mean, I'm just a programmer, and I don't think I work very well under this kind of pressure. So maybe they just want to bring somebody else in.
Look, Paula, there is no one else. You're the best at what you do. You know the system inside out. That's why you were called in here. And just take it one task at a time. Now, right now, all I need you to do is open up a couple sockets. And then get to the conference room. All right? Okay.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, Tony, how you doing?
Fine. How you been?
I've been all right. Where's George?
He's waiting for you in the conference room.
You been briefed?
Yeah.
What am I doing here, George?
There's a rogue nuclear weapon here in Los Angeles, Jack. Intel says it's going off today.
How good's your intel?
Very. NSA did the groundwork. They have high probability leads on regional cells that might be involved.
How close are you to IDing a prime suspect?
Not close at all. That's what you're here for. Where are you going, Jack? Jack!
George, let me talk to him. Jack, just give me a second, Holly.
Hello?
Sweetheart, it's me. I need you to listen to me. This is really important.
Dad, I told you today I'm not ready.
Kim, this is not about us.
What's it about?
They called me back in to CTU. They gave me some information. It's very important that you and I leave Los Angeles together now.
No, Dad, I don't want to hear it. Look, if you're going back to work, fine, but you're not dragging me into it. I'm sorry.
Kim, I'm not trying to get back to work. Kim, don't hang up on me. Upset you. If you don't want to leave with me, fine, but you've got to get out of Los Angeles. It's not safe for you here. I don't want you to talk to anybody. Just go to Aunt Carol's, okay? I'm gonna call her now and tell her that you're coming. When you get there, phone me on my cell phone. Sweetheart, please, just do this for me, please.
Jack, wait a minute.
I don't have time for it. I'm sorry.
Jack, listen to me. The reason you were called in is because it's a background match. You're the only one that can run with this.
I don't care.
Look, it's not like before, all right? We can get to Kim before you can. We can get her out of the city. We can keep her safe, I promise you. But the best thing you can do for her right now is to help us find that bomb.
I trusted everybody here at CTU to protect my wife, and I lost her. Tony, I'm not gonna lose my daughter. I'm sorry.
I know, Jack. I was there.
Tony, look, I know you did everything you could. I do. I just can't lose my daughter. I'm sorry.
Hey, Carol, it's Jack. Look, I wanted Kim to get out of the city and come visit you for a while. I'll explain as soon as I talk to you. Can you do me a huge favor? As soon as she gets there, call me on my cell phone. Let me know she's safe. Thank you.
Now what?
Back off, George. I did the best I could.
I guess your best isn't very good then, is it?
Look, maybe there's another way to find Wald.
Gee, why didn't I think of that? I bet you're right. I bet NSA just had us bring in a burnout agent for the challenge of it. I'm sure there's any number of different guys that could have done the job.
Settle down, George. All right? Let's just sit down, regroup, and figure out what we're going to do.
What we're going to do? We're going to call NSA. Now.
Here's the deal. I want Noel or Grothy to pick up my daughter and take her a safe distance outside of this city.
Done.
I also want to be kept up to date on their status at all times by Tony. I'm sorry, George, I just don't trust you.
Well, you're going to have to start. What we're up against today, none of us can walk away from, Jack. Tony and I will both take care of Kim.
I'll do it now.
Thank you. Tell me about the regional cells.
The most promising one's headed by Joseph Wald.
Joseph Wald?
Yeah, Wald's been linked to a terror group called Second Wave. That's why it had to be you. You put in time undercover with him, right?
Put him in jail, George.
Well, he's out on appeal.
And he's actually awaiting trial right now on new charges. If he's convicted, he goes away for life.
And what's Wald's connection to the bomb?
NSA established meetings between him and alleged members of the group behind the threat.
Well, why didn't you guys just pick Wald up?
We haven't been able to track him down yet.
He's not at any of the addresses in his file.
Are there any key witnesses against Wald in his upcoming trial?
There's one.
Marshal Gorin. Apparently without him, there's no case.
Good. Bring him in.
Here? What for?
You want me to reestablish my cover with Wald, right?
Yeah.
George, it normally takes at least 6 weeks. You want me to do this in what, under 2 hours? Where is the FBI holding Gorin?
Downtown, right here in protective custody.
Good. Bring them in, now.
Scott's coming to the wedding?
Yeah, he called last night.
I thought the only reason you invited him was because you knew he wouldn't come.
Well, I dated him 6 years ago, honey. He's more like a brother to me.
Is the groom jealous?
Jealous? It's not a question of jealousy. It's a question of what I'm comfortable with. All my brothers married women that had never been with another man before. And that's what my family expects of us all.
Oh, I see. So instead, they have to settle for Marie, who's what? Damaged goods?
All right, don't let him bait you. He's just trying to push our buttons. I've got this guy wrapped around my little finger, and he knows it.
Kate, telefono.
I'll show you the seating chart. So we have 10 tables and 10
Hello?
Kate, this is Ralph Burton. Did I catch you at a bad time?
The ball goes away.
No, Ralph, can you hold on a second? Sorry, Ralph. What's up?
Didn't you get my check?
Yes, I did. That's not the reason I'm calling.
When you asked me to do a background on Reza Nair, you were concerned about his financial integrity.
Right, and the report you showed me said I had nothing to worry about. Has something changed?
Not exactly. He hasn't done anything wrong at your father's company.
And his financial dealings in the past have been legitimate.
Oh, great. So, what's the problem?
I was proofing a file on another individual for my company.
Reza's name came up.
Yeah, so?
There's a man named Syed Ali. He's an international financier.
With ties to several terrorist organizations.
What are you saying? Reza knows this guy, Ali?
Well, according to this file, they've had dealings.
Oh, my God.
Now, look, before we jump to any conclusions, it's possible that Reza's business with Ali was legitimate.
That Reza didn't even know about Ali's terrorist connection.
But if you want to know for sure, I'm going to need your help.
What do you need me to do?
Let's not waste time chasing tails. I don't want my decisions based on speculation. Before I read any of the reports you write up today, I want the sources and the reliability double checked. Excuse me.
Mr. President, did you set up a comm with the Joint Chiefs regarding response?
No.
I didn't think so. The Secretary of State just called, and they're expecting to speak with you in 5 minutes.
What? Cancel it.
Yes, sir.
Eric?
Yes, Mr. President.
Would you excuse us? I thought I was clear earlier that we're not to burn time and energy on response.
Of course, sir.
Then why is there a conference call set up with the Joint Chiefs?
Oh, I put that in place in case you changed your mind. It takes time to coordinate.
Don't second guess me, Eric. Today's going to be a very long day. And I don't want my own people working against me.
Sir, I would never work against you.
Gorin's going to be here any minute. I tell you what, you have my word that he'll be back in your custody within the hour, all right?
All right, George.
Our pals of the FBI aren't too happy, Jack. Gorin's estate's only witness against Wald, so I suggest you get what you want fast, because I want them off my back.
Hold on, what's that?
We're saying that the reason you didn't do any time in California is because you were extradited to Florida on 2 counts of armed robbery.
No, don't make it armed robbery. That's not how they know me. Make it, conspiracy to transport illegal explosives.
Got it.
Jack, are you going to let me in on your plan here?
I also need you to get in touch with Rudy Collette. He's a parole officer out of Hollenbeck. I want you to brief him and then put him into my cover.
Jack. Look at you. You look like a bum off the street. You're not talking to me. I just confiscated a witness outside of my authority based on your call. Now, you're going to tell me what you're doing?
No.
Are you losing it, Jack? Because I need to know. I just don't have the time or the resources to clean up your messes today.
I'm not losing it.
Just put him in the chair.
Thank you, John. Michelle, please excuse us.
Well, don't you want me to...
No. You are Marshall Gorin.
Yeah.
8 counts, kidnapping a minor. 2 counts, child pornography. 1st-degree murder.
Yeah, Hey, look. I already made my deal. I don't need to hear this noise. All I gotta do is testify against Walt. And I walk.
Be ready to leave here in 15 minutes.
Are you out of your mind?
You want to find this bomb? This is what it's going to take.
Killing a witness?
That's the problem with people like you, George. You want results, but you never want to get your hands dirty. I'd start rolling up your sleeves. I'm going to need a hacksaw.
Her hair grows really fast.
Cola, are you a complete idiot? You're in the middle of a meeting. How do you think?
Please stop!
You cannot possibly be this impossible.
I'll go somewhere else. I don't like when it gets like this.
I mean, when it gets like this, what does it do?
Megan, are you in there?
Open the door, sweetie, now. Megan!
Just a minute, Gary. We're in the bathroom.
You what?
Be right there. Sorry, Megan's going through a modest stage. No boys allowed.
So you guys were in the bathroom?
Yeah.
You didn't hear anything?
What do you mean?
Carla had a little accident. She slipped.
Is she okay?
Yeah, she's fine. She's fine. Why don't you go give her a hand, okay?
Well...
Listen, I need a few minutes with my daughter before I leave, okay? All right? What's the matter, pal?
You know, we were...
Did I not tell her to get out of here?
Okay,
Mommy! Honey, I'm sorry. Daddy's had a... I'm sorry. Just be quiet.
Yeah,
Megan, shut up. Megan, shut up!
Leave her alone!
Stay down, Kim! I will hurt you!
Yeah.
Shut up, Megan! What? Yeah. Yes, I said I'd be back in a couple minutes. Yeah. Yeah, listen, there's something I just have to take care of. Okay? I'll be a few minutes. Okay. Hey, I need to talk to Donnie, okay? Yeah, get me Donnie. Yeah, I know it's a Saturday. Just get him.